A year ago, when we were first getting into this routine of lockdown, as it seems, I had a list of verses that I wanted to unpack with you. COVID, especially at the beginning, was such a shocking and unsettling time that I wanted to look at certain verses with you to encourage you and to strengthen you. And by and large, through the videos that I recorded, I got through most of that list. There was the one passage that I didn't look at, and I think that it's important for us to hear today. And that's the passage that I looked at with the kids, Joshua 1:1-9, which kind of boils down to, "Be strong and courageous, for I, the Lord, am with you." I think we need to hear that right now. This last week or two, this latest lockdown has been incredibly tough, right? It seemed like we were reaching the end of the tunnel. You could see the light ahead, and yet all of a sudden, infections skyrocketed and restrictions started coming into place again. And I think we're getting tired of it. We're getting tired of not seeing family and friends and doing the things with the freedom that we're used to. We're getting tired of getting our hopes up and then knocked down again. And so I think that we really need to hear what God said to Joshua as Joshua was about to enter the promised land in the book of Joshua. Now, he was, Joshua, facing an unknown future, full of obstacles, full of difficulties. And so God spoke to him to prepare him for the road ahead. And what God said is essentially a shot of adrenaline for the soul to bolster his flagging spirit. And so I want us to think about and to hear what God said to him here today too. So turn with me to Joshua in your Bibles, Joshua chapter 1, so Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua. Joshua 1, let's hear God speak to our weary souls. Joshua 1, verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites." You know, this was a massive undertaking that Joshua was about to undertake. You know, here he was leading this ragtag group of refugees into a land which was already occupied by people who were technologically superior to them. They outnumbered them in many ways. And I mean, Joshua was still pretty new to this job, right? He had been an aide to Moses, but he'd been an aide. And it was to Moses, like one of the big three prophets of the whole of the Old Testament. Those are humongous shoes to fill. And now God says, "Joshua, you go lead these people to do something that Moses himself never did." This is probably the biggest undertaking of his entire life. It's no wonder then, I think, that God would take him aside and say to him, "Well, you can do it." He gives him the pep talk of his life. Verse 2, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Then you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give to them, the Israelites." Now, right off the bat, God gives to Joshua one reason to be confident as he takes the first step here. Did you see it there at the end of the verse? "Now then, you and all these people get ready to go into the land that I am about to give them." Right? Joshua is facing a gargantuan task, but God reminds him that he is not going into this alone. The sovereign God of the universe who spoke the world into creation, God is going to be at work. You know, the Israelites, certainly they have a role to play in this, but it's ultimately God who is giving them the land. And what's more, that giving is actually the fulfillment of a promise that has stretched back all the way to Abraham. Verse 3, he goes on, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, that's south to north, from the great river, the Euphrates, that's the east, well, that's east, all the way to the Hittite country, to the great sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all of the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, God says. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. And there it is, right there. You know, way back in Genesis 12, God swore to Abraham that he would make him great and make him into a great nation and give him a great land so that ultimately he would give the world great blessings. And now here, under Joshua's guidance, he is going to fulfill that promise. You know, God made that promise to Abraham and renewed it to Isaac and Jacob and all the way down through Moses and to all the people of Israel through Moses. And if you look at Deuteronomy 11:24, it is word for word what God says he is going to do. God swore to his people that they would inherit this land, and he has been with them on the journey, and now it's what they've reached the end point. And that's why Joshua can be confident in the road ahead, because God will not fail them, because God will not forsake them. He can be strong and courageous because God is with them. He can be expectant and trusting, knowing that God will bring to completion this good work that he began way back in Abraham's day. God finishes what he starts, and Joshua can count on that. Joshua and the people can be strong and courageous, trusting that God is at work because he has promised to do so. Now, if that's the case, if God is going to be doing the work, as it were, what do the Israelites need to focus on doing? You know, they're going to march and do military maneuvers, and they're going to make some tough decisions, but you know, there is an even more important thing that the people of Israel need to focus on as they receive this promise of God, and that is verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it, right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know, given what they are about to do, you might think that God would give them, marching orders. But what's God's number one priority for the people of God here? Seeing that the people of God walk in God's way, right? Not turning from the right or to the left, not getting caught up in the ways of the world around them, but in everything, walking in God's way. Right? He says, don't let the law depart from your mouth. That is, talk about the Bible with one another. Take time to think about it and meditate on it and chew on it. Not just hear it on a Sunday morning, but think about it through the work and through the week and work it into the fabric of your being. You know, there is a way that is wide that leads to destruction, and there is a narrow way that leads to glory. God's word shows us that way. And so it just makes sense that that God's people would make walking in God's way their priority. And he says, look, then when you walk in this way, you will be prosperous and successful. Keep the law and you will succeed. If you think about it, that just makes sense, right? If God's ways are right and good and they lead to right and good things, it just makes sense for us to follow them. You know, if you keep the commands that your physiotherapist gives you, your muscles are going to get stronger. right? If you follow the diet and exercise regime that your doctor gives to you, you're going to get healthier. If you follow God's good and perfect law, then you're going to be better off. If you keep the ways of God, yeah. This is so axiomatic that Charles Stanley says, the only way to hinder the victory is through disobedience and unbelief. So no matter what you are facing or how bad the situation seems, take courage. Believe in him and do exactly as he says. With him fighting for you, there is no reason to be afraid. So job number one for the people of God, walk in God's ways. Joshua is making walking in God's ways his priority. He can be strong knowing that God is going to be with them. Those are two big themes in this passage, but did you catch the other one that's hanging around? Right in verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And just to really bring it out to you, verse 6, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave to you. Verse 9, again, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Three times God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous because I am with you wherever you go. Knowing that God will be with them, knowing that God's ways lead to success, knowing that God keeps his promise, the people of God can be strong and courageous on the road ahead. I think that that is something that Joshua needed to hear. Right? He had huge shoes to fill taking over from Moses. He was going to lead a notoriously fickle people in what was really the biggest undertaking of their lives, facing a people who were way ahead of them in terms of technology and wealth. But he had an ace up his sleeve. God would be with him. That is adrenaline for the weary soul. That is adrenaline for our weary souls. I think it's the kind of thing that made Joshua get up and face the day with confidence and grace, and I think it can make us start our days and carry on through our days, knowing that God is with us. Okay, we've talked about what the passage means. Let's talk about what it means for us. How do we apply this? Clearly, be strong and courageous is the big one, but I think there's ultimately three lessons that we can draw from this passage. So let me give them to you. First, be faithful and obedient. That's important for us to hear. You know, when things get tough, it's easy for us to get discouraged. It's easy for us to think, well, woe is me. Life is so hard. I'm entitled to, you know, be sloppy in my faith life. We neglect time with God. We start to feel sorry about ourselves. We put ourselves first. We do things without thinking about how it will impact others. We do what we got to do to get ahead, just as the world does. But God calls us to a higher standard, right? He calls us to walk in his way, to live justly, to love mercy, to walk with him. Right? We don't relate to the law of Moses the way that the people of Israel did. But you know what? We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to naturally do all that the law requires. And if you want a goal to aim for, you know, the greatest commandment is hard to beat. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Make that job number one. You know, if you are faithfully aiming to walk with God day by day, if you are chewing on the word of God, meditating on it, thinking on it, working it into the fabric of your being, then you are going to find yourself walking in the ways of God. And those ways lead to good things. So, one, be faithful and obedient. Two, be expectant and trusting. You know, part of the confidence that Joshua came here was the certainty that God, where Joshua got the confidence, was the certainty that God would do whatever it is that he promised. Right, God promised that he would bring the people into the land, and since Joshua knew that God would keep his promises, he could trust that God would make it happen. He could even picture himself sitting in the promised land, eating milk and honey, and making the expectation of that, the anticipation of that, pull him ahead through the difficulty into what he knew God would make happen for him. We need to do the same. Right? Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, I will be with you even unto the end of the age. He will walk with us in this life and carry us into the next. And so we can be trusting and expectant, knowing that God is going to do exactly what he says he is going to do. And the promise of what is to come can pull us ahead through the difficult times of life. He is not going to fail us. He is not going to forsake us. And so we can be confident and certain and anticipating good results as we navigate this COVID road ahead. I know it can feel like this is never going to end, but it will. God will bring it to a close. And we can look forward with expectation to that time. And when we will be able to look back, knowing that God was with us every step of the way. So, be faithful and obedient, be trusting and expectant. Finally, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. He will be with you when you get your vaccine. He will be with you as you patiently endure. He is with you as you contemplate the vacation that you wanted to go on, but you can't because the borders are closed down. Don't let this lockdown get you down. Be strong and courageous. Be confident and resolute. Be fixed upon the truth that God is for you. You know, when I was a kid, I was often nervous about going down into our basement because we lived in a farmhouse, so it's a, you know, dugout kind of basement with poured concrete and, you know, dirt in various places. There was this weird tunnel that went off to the side and never went into it because it was scary looking. But you know, the soil over there, I think it was for keeping cold things cold. It's a scary place to go when you're a kid, though, right? Because there's a lot of cobwebs, there's a lot of dark corners. But if my mom and dad, or mom or dad, were with me, I could go there quite easily, quite confidently. No problem could touch me because I knew that somebody bigger than me was with me. Somebody bigger than you is with you. The God of the universe is with you. The Savior who laid down his life for you is with you now. The Holy Spirit dwells in you now. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. Therefore, do not be terrified or despair. You can be strong and courageous because the Lord your God is with you. So be faithful and obedient. Be expectant and trusting. Be strong and courageous. I'll close with this. I think Charles Stanley is helpful. He writes, in many ways, adversity is like boot camp. It's rigorous, it's painful, it's challenging. Difficulties cause us to adapt to or to adopt new routines and habits, to mature in physical, mental, spiritual, emotional aspects of our being, to grow in relationship with the Lord. During times of trial, we need to remain courageous and faithful. We must also stay steadfast in our devotion to the Lord as we battle these feelings of doubt and fear and limitation. He will provide the strength and hope not only to endure hardship, but to make the changes that are required of us so that we can claim the blessings of God. That's helpful, I think, for us as we navigate the road ahead. You know, we don't want to be here, but here we are. We have to walk this road ahead, but we are not alone along the way. The God who loved us enough to lay down his life for us is with us. So be faithful and expectant. Be faithful and obedient. Be expecting and trusting. Be faithful and obedient. Be expectant and trusting. And be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Let's pray. Lord, this is an incredible promise that you are with us to give us confidence and boldness in whatever lies ahead. God, we take a minute just to lay before you the fears and concerns and anxieties that we have about COVID. Lord, we acknowledge that there is so much that we don't understand in all of this. But we know that you are with us and you will never fail us or forsake us. When you lead us down a dark and winding road, it is because that leads to a better end. And you will be with us every step of the way. It was then through the darkest of times that you carried us. If you know the footsteps poem, footprints. Lord, we pray that in the midst of the storm, you would give us the foresight to stop and say, I can be strong right now. I can be courageous. Because Yahweh, my God, is with me. Give us courage and confidence right now. Lord, I pray that you would make your presence known and felt to each and every one of us in the days ahead. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your unfailing love and commitment to us. And we pray that you would lead us for your benefit and for your glory. In your name, amen.